This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan Emord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
All right, Sacred Fire of Liberty is happening, and it's almost on the road because, Jonathan, you and I are going to be together again, reunion time, at the Trinity Conference, formerly known as the Health Freedom Expo. Did we get approval that I can introduce you, my friend?
Absolutely. I don't know if you did, but you just run up there and do it.
We're going to do it. We don't ask for permission.
Yeah.
It's not required. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to roll with it. It's going to be awesome. And so, folks, if you're not already planning to be there last minute, come on, join us in Schaumburg, Illinois, 22nd, 23rd, this very weekend of September. And come and meet Jonathan Emord. And as I've said, go get your Jonathan Emord authored books, including, you've got, how many do you have now? Three, four?
Five.
Five,
but, Yeah, the last is The Rise of Tyranny. The last is Restore the Republic.
Right. But any of those books, bring them with you, and Jonathan will sign it for you. They're available on Amazon and around the web as well. So, Jonathan, we got to talk about, one of the constitutional authorities of the executive branch. Of course, we talk about the corruption of the separation of powers, where there's too much power now being exhibited via the executive branch in the regulatory state, but where there's legitimate authority that the president has, it's being attacked viciously, apparently, like in the selection to nominate somebody for the Supreme Court. And the playing of politics, of course, that's been going on forever. But boy, oh boy, the levels to which it is sinking in the Kavanaugh nomination. What's your perspective here?
Well, I don't think I've seen a more desperate situation on the part of the Democrats than is the situation presently with Brett Kavanaugh, because they're falling all over themselves, desperately trying to obstruct the process, which is grossly abusive. I mean, their job under the Constitution is to advise and consent, which means that they are to evaluate the candidate for sure. But instead, they've had protests that they've helped orchestrate right in the hearing room to block his testimony. Then they proceeded, his testimony was completed, and rather than reveal what they had known for months about this charge that a girl in high school allegedly was not actually accosted, but they say that she says that she was, he made unwanted sexual advances, may have yet committed an assault when he was in high school, and they didn't present him with that information to answer it in private or public, and instead they held back that information. Then after everything else had failed, they foist that on Dianne Feinstein from California, Senator from California, foist that onto the dais right there at the end. And then they use that as a argument for extending the confirmation hearing. They're hoping to do so past the November midterms on the hopes that they could get enough change in Congress so that they'd have a Democratic majority, in which case they would sink his nomination and they would try to impeach Donald Trump. So they've gone right around the bend. This is hysteria. This is not rational thinking. There's no basis to impeach the president. There are no high crimes and misdemeanors. And there's no basis for denying Judge Kavanaugh a seat on the United States Supreme Court, because when you look at this charge, I mean, first of all, there appears to have been no contemporaneous reporting of this. That is, he wasn't charged with a sexual assault at the time, right? So now you have a person who over 30 years later is saying that she was sexually assaulted. Now, she's been invited to testify, but she's playing the political game in support of the Democratic Party by saying, oh, no, I don't want to testify until there's been an FBI investigation. Well, there have been three FBI investigations of Kavanaugh, which produced nothing. There's no evidence of a crime, even were it a crime. That is, you know, it sounds, even if it happened, sounds tawdry and unfortunate. But the question is, was it a crime? And if there was a crime, it was an assault. And if there was an assault, then it's barred by the statute of limitations because she never brought the charge. And it's also not a federal crime, of course. So then it becomes a he said, she said situation. Well, you've got no repeat occurrence, even if it happened. And you have no evidence that presently he has abused women. And furthermore, the charge is dubious. I mean, it doesn't seem to stack up. The other person who witnessed it, the interaction with this woman, was another male who says that the charge that he assaulted her is absolutely false, that he did not assault her. So you have this other person who is in the room says that's not true, he didn't assault her. And you have her saying, well, yes, I was assaulted.
But she's not even sure when it happened. I mean,
well, then in addition, that's right, she doesn't know when it happened. She can't remember exactly, you know, the facts and circumstances to a degree that would be necessary. And it happened over 30 years ago. He says unequivocally, I did not do that. All of these character witnesses say it's just not in him to do that. He never did anything like that, never made any untoward advance to any woman. That in his his ambit over the last 25 years of his professional career, and the fact of the matter is he was a high school kid. Well, I mean, he might have done something stupid as a high school kid, and he may have offended her, but he didn't sexually assault her as best anyone can tell. She apparently doesn't even allege that she was sexually assaulted. She says that she ran out before anything happened. Well, how do you know something was going to happen? And, you know, so even if you give credence to what she said, how do you know this wasn't just a stupid high school kid making an awkward advance to a girl, as opposed to a attempt at rape?
Right.
So there's no evidence to support this. And so what we have is a bunch of hyperventilation, void of evidence. Now, if he had raped someone, absolutely. That should disqualify him in the minds of most people. That makes him unfit. If he was a high school kid and he made an untoward advance or awkward advance, well, I'm afraid that probably 50% or more of the male population in high school does the very same thing stupidly. It's not that it's nice. It's not that it should be condoned. But the point is, it's not a crime.
Right.
And it's more a social faux pas than it is an offense. But be that as it may, he says unequivocally he didn't even do that.
Right, right.
The other witness to the event says he didn't do it either.
So
the only one who's saying this is this woman,
Jonathan,
this one person.
And as you said, beyond statute of limitations as well. So it becomes a clear political maneuver to delay the vote on the nomination for their, you know, their pretend play that they'll get a majority, and then, you know, they'll be able to stop any.
Well, the other thing is she's refusing to testify. I mean, they say, well, you can testify in private before us in person. You can do it by phone. You can meet informally. You can come before the committee formally. Whatever form you want, you have to do that. But she can't be, given the nature of what she has said happened, mm-hmm. even if one gives it credence, it hasn't risen to the level of a rape, and no one can possibly know for sure whether her story has any credence. So you end up with what is an unsubstantiated charge. And unsubstantiated charges are made all the time against nominees for the judiciary or other positions in the government. Usually they're given short shrift unless there's evidence that the behavior carried on into his adulthood.
Sure.
I mean, did he, as an adult, when he has full possession of his mental faculties, has left law school and is now a lawyer, did he do anything like this? Well, apparently not. They've certainly banged the bushes, you know, shook the bushes to try to get somebody to come out of the woods and say it. No one has.
Well,
everybody's come out and say, hey, look, this guy has a stellar background.
And how long has he served as a judge at high levels of government that now this comes out, right, suddenly, conveniently? So I'm very suspicious of the claims.
Right, and you know, and furthermore, I mean, the most important thing is that it was not reported contemporaneously. In other words, if you were assaulted, you would go to the police. If you were sexually assaulted, you would go to the police. You would at least tell somebody, who would then probably take you to the police, or at least there'd be some report. You'd tell a teacher at school or something. I mean, this woman is not a wilting lily. She's a professor. She's filled with stamina, you know. She went through all of that academic rigor, and she is by all appearances, a person of stature who's independent. Well, if you are a person of stature who's independent, you would certainly not think that she would be the kind that would, you know, cower and not say anything about something that's so significant to her. Apparently, if it was so significant that she remembered it just now, she would have certainly been upset about it then. But if she was upset about it then, why didn't she go to the police? Why didn't she complain to some person in authority?
Jonathan, what do you see happening in the ninth inning here, you know, before the vote? Will the Republicans say, listen, she ain't going to come in and testify on this thing? So
I would certainly hope. I mean, Senator Grassley is set this coming Friday, as the date by which she must make an election to testify. And she can have any number of options, but she has to make that election. So if she doesn't make the election on Friday, I would fully expect and hope that come Monday, they might examine Brett Kavanaugh some more. But I think they ought to come to a vote because, look, this is a tactic at this point. I mean, if she really had something to say, why didn't she come out and say it?
Yeah.
If you knew a vote was imminent, why didn't you get up there and give your story?
Right.
I mean, you and I would just go right up there and give the story. I mean, if we knew it was true, we would test one without hesitation.
All right, listen, let's take
There's
a break.
There's something wrong with someone who's hesitating.
Yeah, we got to take a break here. Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour, heading into the Trinity Conference. Going to have a great reunion with Jonathan Ebord and all y'all that are going to join us there in Chicago, Schaumburg, Illinois. We'll be right back. Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com to link it through. 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. 7017 special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit vercelmedia.com, VercelMedia.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So we're talking about the Supreme Court nominee Kavanaugh today with Jonathan Ebor, and we'll transition to other subjects soon as well. But here's my thought outside of just this nomination, right? Let's say Trump gets the nominee through, the Senate confirms him, now Kavanaugh or whoever it would be that would be, you know, tend to be more hopefully conservative, constructionist in terms of understanding what the Constitution is all about. What is the big concern of the Democrats? Is this all about abortion, or is there a concern that there might be indictments? I've heard rumors of indictments laid out to certain deep state characters that are maybe more liberal Democrat and globalist. I mean, what is the big concern about a Kavanaugh here if, you know, they can't prove that he really did anything wrong in high school?
Well, the big concern is that the entire liberal agenda is at stake. Yes, it's abortion. Yes, it is also the regulatory state. I mean, people may not realize this, but Brett Kavanaugh has been an opponent to the Federal Trade Commission, for example. He's indicated that he thinks the Federal Trade Commission should not exist. And he is in favor of changing the standards of review so that there's more scrutiny applied to the regulatory state. He's not a friend of it. And he has certainly been a person who's, you know, got great intellectual prowess and can add fire to the movement on the court to shift right. So they realize that this is the quintessential moment when if they have him on the court, that they're not going to see liberal positions ordinarily protected by what is now a minority. be able to result in any victories whatsoever. So they're concerned about things like Citizens United not being overturned. They're concerned about things like abortion. They're concerned about whether or not there's going to be, you know, a further recognition of constitutional rights associated with sexual preference that result in actual affirmative obligations on the part of government and private parties to accommodate people based on sexual preference or sexual identity or these other things that drive the liberal movement. And as a result, they're freaking out. And so they've got now, you know, in order to win nationally, they still are obliged to get workers to rejoin the Democratic Party. That is, they need the Roosevelt coalition essentially reestablished with labor supporting the Democrats. What has happened, though, is that they've entirely alienated the typical working person in the United States because of their extraordinarily leftist moves, particularly their position that that there ought to be no tolerance whatsoever for ISIS, a border patrol, border security, the idea that ICE ought not exist, so that there is no border protection at all. The idea of open borders is also a major interest of theirs. They suspect that limitations on immigration to the United States would pass muster under a conservative court, that those cases in the works that have challenged that will likely fall on deaf ears if it goes to a conservative court. So basically, they've cast their lot so far to the left that they have to fear that a court is not going to condone all this stuff.
Right.
And it's not the conservative court is, you know, the court they call it a conservative court, but it's really not a conservative court. I mean, in reality, it is a court that adheres to the Constitution. In other words,
I would hope so.
It's not invade with politics. They're not just deciding matters in favor of the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
They're deciding matters based on what the Constitution requires, and they view the Constitution fundamentally differently from those who think that the Constitution is a blanket check for affirmative government power.
Right.
Overall areas of the economy and private life.
Yeah, Jonathan, we've talked about the Supreme Court and its potential failings and historical failures. In other words, it doesn't always get it right, which is why the 10th Amendment plays a role here. And I think that even on the abortion issue, if it's defined to be in a particular state a form of murder or actually murder, then it would be a state issue, not a federal issue, and they could basically nullify Roe versus Wade right now. They don't have to wait for a Supreme Court shift. But these are the controversial discussions we should be having in terms of the role of government and how it works in this constitutional republic, but that doesn't happen very often. But it does here on the Sacred Fire of Liberty. More with Jonathan Ebord as we get ready to head to the Trinity Conference in Chicago, Schaumburg, Illinois, this very weekend. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, y'all, the protection of life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, that's property. Foundational to the Declaration of Independence, and what followed was the Constitution to limit the action of government against the freedom of the people. You know, the idea was to maximize the ability to move about what we call an American cabin without encumbrance, without obfuscation, obstruction by a government that throughout history, our founders understood government posed the greatest threat to liberty than anything else in history. And yet we now have a government that has intruded so far in so many things. Jonathan, you and I have been talking about these things for years. You've been battling in the courts. You've been writing about it. You know, I talk about it in terms of health, freedom, and healing liberty. Now I've talked about it a little bit in terms of our freedom to travel without being numbered like cattle. But there's so many ways that our people, I will say this, have become the sheeple.
So I could say it's a failure of government, Jonathan, but it's a failure of the people to hold the government in check. Am I wrong about this?
Well, it's a situation that really was predictable if you followed the Marxist ideology and the desire to topple into communism neighboring countries and ultimately the United States. The idea was that you could rely upon institutions to shift the nation leftward and to destroy confidence that people had in their democratic institutions and in their constitution, their way of government, such that at some point they could push the nation into communism or to total government control. And we would get there because the nation had largely come along incrementally. And that's exactly what is happening. I mean, since the New Deal era forward, there's been an incremental growth in authoritarian aspects of government that are extra-constitutional. The Constitution very plainly vests legislative power in Congress, executive power in the president, judicial power in the judiciary, and the whole power is so vested. There's no provision for other entities or agencies that would be possessed of those powers. Yet, in reality, some 400 federal agencies exist that are possessed of two or more, two or all three of those powers. And according to Madison, according to the separation of powers doctrine, that is the very definition of tyranny. That is the very definition of all power in single hands. And yet these people are unelected. And so what you have there is very much the model of communism or socialism, kind of hinting at what I'm going to talk about on Saturday. You know, it's kind of interesting. There was a steamer called the Theodore Roosevelt in New York in the late 1920s as Franklin Roosevelt was coming to power. And that steamer had on board many of the people who are so-called members of the, ultimately would be members of the Roosevelt Brain Trust for the New Deal. And they went to various places and had various people on board, but all of them shared one common passion, and that was they were totally enamored by this new thing, this new experiment that was taking place in Russia with Joseph Stalin, the Soviet experiment, and how efficient government was over there in managing the economy, controlling it, and directing people away from pursuits that were deemed to be disadvantageous in favor of ones that the government deemed advantageous by controlling their property, controlling the economy, and directing people's lives. So they went to Russia on that steamship, the Theodore Roosevelt, and they pleaded with Joseph Stalin to meet with him, and he did, and then with a translator, and they were giddy about the meeting and about all of his plans for developing the Russian economy, the Soviet economy, and they wrote about it. In fact, they wrote some 80 books about this wonderful Soviet experiment, and then when they came to power, they tried to replicate it in the creation of these agencies, which would have extra constitutional power, be possessed of legislative, executive, and judicial power, and would regulate the wages, the prices, the supply and demand of the economy, and would impose very stiff penalties on those who, like the Schechters in New York, poultry company, a kosher poultry house, that didn't abide by their wage limits and didn't abide by their minimum wage requirements and didn't abide by their restrictions on one thing or another, and were prosecuted, and ultimately the Supreme Court ruled in the Schechter's favor. But that was one of the last such rulings before Roosevelt's court packing plan scared the Supreme Court either into retirement or into rewriting the law to favor acceptance of all of these extra-constitutional grants of power. So the legacy of that time is really one of violation of freedom in favor of government control and destruction of individual liberty and elimination of innovation in the market. Because at root, these agencies were founded by individuals who put into them, into their very fabric, an anti-market bias that persists to this day.
Yes.
Except that there are far more of these agencies now. And almost all federal law is not the product of those we elect, but rather the heads of these independent agencies who are unelected. And so we really no longer have the constitutional republic that was given us by the founding fathers.
Yes.
It is a government that is not in the observance, not in the practice.
But the remedy, the rightful remedy, I mean, the people must know this history, and that's why, you know, I'm so grateful for you and your presentation as well coming up. Will be at the Trinity Conference. And, you know, how do we get this back into schools? Because in government schools, this is not what they're teaching. They're, you know, basically people come out of there with, the, you know, worshiping and the authority of government, which is so antithetical to what our founding was all about. It was a mistrust in government and, you know, severe restrictions via the Constitution so they wouldn't do the very things they've been doing for, you know, closing in on 100 years now.
Well, this is a First Amendment problem when the state-sponsored school articulates a biased view of American history and does not allow for dissent from that viewpoint and does not allow the contrary view to be expressed at all. The effect of that is to deny someone, number one, a right to an actual education, which is access to all facts germane to the topic, but number two, It's propagandizing. It's limiting history to those facts and circumstances which portray what is in fact a false image of history to people as a basis for their education. Sure, there is a freedom of education. There's a right associated with the individual teacher. But when the teacher works for the state, and the state has established throughout the schools an orthodoxy in education, where there's an assigned curriculum approved by government, that then leads to the right to challenge it based on First Amendment arguments that the government may not establish an orthodoxy to the exclusion of contrary views. Now, that puts the government in a difficult spot because it means they would, if they're going to articulate a favoritism for statism, for example,
yes,
they must allow every other viewpoint to be articulated. What they ought to do instead, if it's a state school, is have a neutral presentation. Here are the relative, here are the facts. This is what happened in the American Revolution. This is what happened, this is what the Constitutional Convention had in it. Here is what the different participants in the convention argued for. Here is what was adopted. Here is what these provisions have been, were originally interpreted to mean. This is what they were meant subsequently. This is what they mean now. I don't know how far along that trail they go in the, primary grades, but the point is, you either eliminate this bias or you let every viewpoint come in, which creates a chaotic education, or you get the bias out and don't allow any bias in, which is what has ordinarily been the direction of the court. So I would fully expect that if we, you know, if people wanted to, they could sue the schools that adopt these biased curricula where they praise ISIS, where they, you know, where they have ridiculous things that actually condemn the United States for imperialism or something, where you have an overt political bias in these texts, and yet the schools endorse them and make them the curriculum. You have to learn that and even test them on it. I mean, how many times do you see public school testing that gives but one right answer, which is a condemnation of Donald Trump, you know, for example? Right. And this is happening.
Sure, sure.
And that's not education, that's propagandizing, and it's against the law. It's actually against the constitutional rights of the students
yeah.
to receive information, and it's a violation of the Constitution because it is establishing an orthodoxy
mm-hmm.
in the schools.
Yes. Well,
a political orthodoxy.
We've talked about the Establishment Clause as it relates to a state-sanctioned religion, and I've argued that modern medicine has become the de facto religion of the United States. Because if you oppose the use of certain chemicals or treatments for a child with cancer, or in the case of vaccines, like in California, you oppose it on religious grounds, they say, no, you have no right of refusal based on your freedom of religion or your religious beliefs. And, you know, back in, was it 86, when Reagan was president, he reluctantly signed the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program into that court into being because the vaccine makers threatened to pull out of the marketplace because they were getting sued because their product was so dangerous. And Reagan knew there, this could be a problem, and it has become a problem because now information has come out where they've suppressed actual science and clinical observation that vaccines are a great danger to our children and are contributing greatly to this autism epidemic. And it's only now coming out after I don't know how many billions has been paid out to those who have been injured and many others who were denied based on the suppression of information, compensation based on their children being injured.
Well, this whole thing has its root the underlying policies of the Food and Drug Administration, which allow for the proponent of the drug to be the sole source of testing of it. Mm-hmm. In other words, the testing they review comes from the drug company proponent. Do you really think that there's no conflict of interest there? Of course there is. So there's no independent testing of these things.
No.
And as a result, you get this either this collusion between the government and the private enterprise, or this gross deference by the government to the private enterprise,
right.
On the issue of a license to sell a particular elixir, in this case, vaccines. And,
and the kids lose. We got to take a break, Jonathan. We'll be back to wrap up the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour here, and we'll see everybody that can make it in Chicago at the Trinity Conference. Beginning shortly. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
So when the people don't know the history, and when they get into office, those people, and they end up colluding with corporations with that have no allegiance to any nation or state, maybe just their bottom line, or those in government who perceive that we would like more socialism rather than a Republican form of government where freedom is invested with the people and there's a free market for ideas and innovation, including in health and healing, we end up with a tyrannical government. And Jonathan, it pains me to say it because I love America and I love our ideals, but I don't think we're living up to them in many ways.
I agree. I think a lot of people have forgotten certain fundamental principles that are borne out by the history of the ages, and one is that if you give people unbridled power, legislative, executive, judicial power, and there is no check upon them, they're not elected, they can't be taken out of office by a vote of the people, they're just there permanently, that you not only must fear that they might abuse their power, you should expect it.
Yes.
You should expect it because if you give people such enormous power over the lives, the property, the liberty of other people, they will make them servants of their own will. They will, because you have the power, you've given that person the power, and that person has an idea in his head about what that power should be used for, and it necessarily means some will win and some will lose. But when you give them such broad discretion and there's no constraint on their ability to violate your life, your liberty and property, then you end up with circumstances like this, where you have a person who's dying of cancer, needs access to an experimental drug. They go to get access to the drug. The drug maker is willing to give it to them, but the FDA steps in and says no. Thankfully, the President of the United States signed the Right to Try Bill. But that's an example of the abuse of power. You have another situation. You own a piece of property. You want to build a house on it. Start building your house on it. Get notice from the EPA that you're building in a regulatory wetland. You say, what? It's in a community. It's several blocks away from a Priest Lake. Yes, but we consider that area to be a regulatory wetland. It's not an actual wetland, but it's an area adjacent to a wetland. We're going to call it a regulatory wetland, and we're going to charge you $90,000 a day for violating it, and you disturb the land to build your house. You have to put it back the way it was before you began. You can't use the land that you own to build your own house. Okay? That's the kind of tyranny you get.
Yes.
From this government. Now, you may say, oh, well, but I want to protect Priest Lake. Ha! Well, there's no evidence whatsoever that they're building a house in a community where there are all these other houses.
Mm-hmm.
Is going to do anything at all to Priest Lake at all.
Sure.
But because of the abuse of power, the power that was given to the EPA, it is possible for the administrator to say, okay, well, we want more control over land than the statute gives us. So while the statute would have defined Priest Lake as a wetland, and I would disagree with that, we will nevertheless, that law, we will nevertheless declare lands adjacent to it.
Right.
To be a regulatory wetland.
But
and we'll seize those too.
If the government can do that, and Jonathan, they've certainly showed a penchant for doing that, then it means the right to property has been overturned in America. People think that
Even Robert, even to the extent that localities are interfering with your property rights, all the way down from local governments, all the way to state governments, all the way up to the federal government, this what was at the time of the founding of the Republic a virtually inviolate principle of property rights,
yes,
has now become subjected to economic regulation through the New Deal, where they say that only a rational basis need be articulated to justify the imposition of the state on your private property. So at any point in time, just based on the whim or caprice of your county board or your state or your federal government, what you consider your own can be taken away from you in a flash, and they don't even have to pay for the property in most instances.
No,
they just say it's part of their overall regulatory plan and that you have to give way. In fact, whole shopping centers have been shut down by the government saying we want that property for another use.
Even worse, Jonathan. I mean, without due process as well. And remember, the ultimate property you have is your own body, and they claim ownership of that or that of your children when they mandate medical intervention and or vaccination. We're not wanting to paint an overly harsh picture. I don't think we are. I think we are being very factual in our presentation here, and I urge you all to come see Jonathan Emord at the Trinity Conference, because he is going to spell out, lay out the pathway out of this mess, and I can't wait to see you there shortly, Jonathan.
Well, yes, sir, Robert. It's going to be a blast. You're speaking 1 hour before me, Robert.
Yeah, I'm warming up the crowd for you.
Well, I appreciate that, Robert.
Yes, it'll
and
be a great
show. And I think it's going to be fascinating to listen to you, and it's also going to be fascinating to be there. And, you know, kudos to Julie for putting this thing on.
Beautiful. Well, listen, we got to run. Remember, the power to heal, even politically, is yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of Nutramedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing Nutramed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.